love someone more dearly every day? To help a wandering child to find his way? To ponder o'er a noble thought and pray and smile when evening falls? This is my path. To follow truth as blind men long for light. To do my best from dawn of day till night. To keep my heart set in his holy sight. To answer when he calls. This is my path. And then my Savior, by and by to me, when faith has made her task on earth complete, and lay my homage at the Master's feet within the jasper walls, this song, my task. The song has become one of those dear familiar ones to our hearts. But I would like to call your attention to several scriptures this morning, and stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance, that you may serve and glorify the Lord. Luke, the 2nd chapter, 49th verse. And Jesus said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Bless the Lord. Also, John, the 4th chapter, 34th verse. Jesus said unto them, my meat, the thing I live on, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look upon the fields, for they are white already to harvest. He that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, you'll be paid. That both he and the sower and he that reapeth may rejoice together. I sent you to reap whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and you will enter into their labors. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish my work. This morning by no means do I feel that my work is finished. I feel it started. Never in my life have I felt stronger, more clear of mind, keen of vision, more filled with inspiration, with 10,001 things to do than I am now. In the world, you know, they use slang once in a while, and they say the world is my oyster. Well, I wouldn't put it that way. But the world is my little problem. It just seems so big. Some people say the world's a big place. I never think of it that way. It's just in my hand. There. Get hold of the ball. And my task, as I see it, is to interest people to help me, to help them, to join the line right around the whole world. Not only to help the heathen abroad, but to help the heathen in Los Angeles. And in America, too. To build shortwave radio stations, one of my present great desires, and I find out cheaply they can build $1,000 to put one up. Send a man out there to run it. Other villages all around about with receiving sets and to rebroadcast, I mean to amplify the sound in the different plazas and so forth. By God's grace, if we can see our task and join hands and get together, we can spread the gospel around the world. It's for your good. You have no business being sick. Every one of you should get well and get up and go to work. Eh? Get up and go to work and earn some money and help send the gospel out. Amen. If these dear students, bless their hearts, are called to struggle and strive and pinch pennies and make their way through school and go out and lay down their lives for Christ, then certainly it's no harder to ask us to get a good job and work at it and not give a tenth, but give the whole business except just what we need to keep ourselves alive. That's what they'll be doing out there. What's the difference? Am I right or wrong? I believe that I am. Wist ye not, I must be about my Father's business. This is my task. What is my task? To get the gospel around the world in the shortest possible time. to every man and woman and boy and girl. He said, well, sister, you won't make much headway into bed, I'm afraid. That's kind of a closed country yet. By God, great, we're going to back a shortwave radio station right up against our borders and shoot it over. And get some men there to pick it up and amplify it. I never saw anyone of those people in those countries who didn't like to hear a phonograph, play it over and over and over and over, or like to hear a radio. Well, maybe the government won't let you. Well, how about letting the government broadcast the weather reports and the things they want to do certain hours, and then we have certain hours? I think there's a way that anything could be done. Oh, I just feel much happier. Remember that funny little old song, if you've any mountains to be clumb, if you've any oceans to be swum, count on me. I feel that way this morning. With God, I can do all things. But with God and you, and the people whom you can interest, by the grace of God, we're going to cover the world. He said, well, sister dear, we're looking for Jesus to come. I know we are, but how long is this going to take? It shouldn't take long. These are days when you can go around the world in less than a week in an airplane. These are days when we listen by radio. Did you happen to be awake last night? I just couldn't sleep. I had to listen to at least an hour or so of that broadcast from Rome. I thought it was so interesting. When the new pope was being put in office. After this morning, it's certainly impressive. I have never been brought up a Catholic. I'm in a Roman Catholic. We're all Catholics, aren't we? We're Protestant Catholics. I don't know whether Methodist or Baptist or what. But I couldn't help being impressed with that ceremony. Especially the part where they set him aside and put oil on his hands and anointed him. And gave him the communion. And I said, well, my, from now on, when I ordain my young people, I'd love to see their elders anoint their hands with oil. That they may go out and lay hands, because I believe many of the early Catholic traditions are handed down from apostolic days, don't you? Before my days of Martin Luther. And take the Lord's Supper that they may give it to others. We do not agree that there's just one mediator between God and man, and that's the Pope. We don't agree with that at all. We believe that Jesus Christ is the mediator of all. But we cannot help but admire the respect that is paid to the Lord Jesus. And certainly in this day, we're out to preach Christ. But to hear that coming over, and I thought, my, they just dragged out of people's ears. And they said, the nuns even, the man who described it, that the nuns and took their handkerchiefs and waved and cheered and clapped as the cardinals went by, led the healers to the Pope. Let it not only be wonderful when our high priest Jesus Christ comes back again. Oh, if we do our task, I'll tell you, even Houston folks might bend and wave your handkerchief that day when the Lord comes back. Amen. Glory be to God. And I was so interested, I wakened up the young lady at our house, and I listened to them. And my attendant, the part about the nuns who were waving their hands, and the people all cheering. I told them experience of mine in Illinois. So we were in a first-floor church that had just been opened, and the power was falling. And right next door to us was a convent. And the sisters became so interested in the shouting, and the people praising the Lord, that they came over to see what it was all about. And they had such sweet faces. And they laughed and played. Headgear, and people had been falling under the power of God, just going down under God's power all around. And do you know that God's power struck them and they went down the same way? Under the power of God. And by and by, the mother superior came in to see what had happened to their daughter. And the power of God struck her. Why, we're all the same. I mean, we all have a heart, and we all have tears. And we all have sins, and we all need a Savior, and we all need the blood, and every one of us can work for Jesus, and this, whether we go across the ocean, or whether we stay at home, this is our task. Lord, make us soul winners, every one of us. Up in the first balcony, one is giving a message just now, in the messages that are spoken by the Holy Spirit. God bless him. Yes. Glory to God. Rise. Do the will of him that sent you. Sleep no longer. Quench not the spirit. But let the love of God be spread abroad upon all the face of the earth. For the days are short, and the work is so great. Let the word of God be preached in simplicity and power, and Christ be exalted. Everyone say amen. Let's all lift our hands all over the building. Everybody say, Lord, send the word around the world. Lord, send the word around the world. That is the desire of our hearts. What is my task? First of all, my task is pleasing to Christ. To be empty of self and be filled with himself. To be filled with the Holy Spirit. To be led by the Holy Spirit. Perhaps, students, you could put in the word for me, could you? I'll be somewhere working. For my Lord, will you do it? You say it right now for the radio audience and the recording. I'll be somewhere working. This man could do it, but he wouldn't. My, how many people are here that could pray in that prayer tower, but they won't. They can fill the last row in the choir, but they won't. You have to sit up there and sing. They could be in the illustrated sermon, but they won't. They could be an usher, but they won't. They could fill up the orchestra, but they won't. They could join the new club I'm talking about, I Am Sending, but they won't. What is that club? You pay $35 every 6 months, or even 1 month, one semester, to pay the tuition of a student through school. They could draw from the bank if they had to. Good many people could do that and buy one shortwave radio station. So, sister, go to it. If you have this desire in your heart, God bless you and more power behind you. Prayer, but they won't. He's a wonderful gardener. He could plant a kitchen garden, he could plant a farmer garden, he could plant an old fashioned garden, but he won't. Let us be the different kind and say he will. Maybe we can't do it as grand as that man would do, but we will. Hallelujah. Maybe we're not as oratorical as them, but we will. Maybe we haven't as strong a body to go to a foreign land with the gospel, but we will. Friends, It means a great deal to be willing, doesn't it? Glory be to God. You all remember perhaps the story of a little girl who some time ago discovered a broken rail on a certain railroad track. And she had wit enough about it to run to the telephone and call the superintendent, or rather, actually, the man of the depot. And you little girl, the train's already past the station. And you stop it some way. And she never stopped rising. She said, I'm little, but I'll do my best. And she ran so fast, and she waved her apron so hard that the train stopped. And every life was saved. This is my path. It isn't how important you are and what great knowledge you have. It's a willingness to do it. And to let God fill your life. Amen. In the old-fashioned day of the stagecoach over the Blue Ridge Mountains, a man was very much amused when the cabbie asked him whether he wished to ride first class, second class, or third class. I'll ride first class. He paid the money. And he got in, and he was rather interested. He looked around, and he discovered that they all sat in the same place. And he wondered why the difference, if he said. But he noticed when they came to the fifth time that the cabbie put on his brakes and he said, all first-class passengers, keep your seat. Second-class passengers, get out and walk. Third-class passengers, get out and push. Praise the Lord. Well, friends, we may not be all first-class bankers and lawyers and millionaires, but we can certainly get out and push. Amen. Let's encourage his workers here. To the Lord Jesus Christ. This is my path. Let us be workers, not jerkers. I must finish my path. A certain judge sitting on the bench of the Eastern States some time ago had brought before him a man who had been arrested for gambling. And as most culprits, the man denied vociferously his guilt. And he put up quite a good story. He said, I'd have you know I'm a silk weaver from Patterson. And I have a good job. I'm a silk weaver. Patterson's been a long way up. The judge simply said, show me your hand. The man showed his hand, and the judge said, 30 days. Show me your hand. My brother, my sister, we sing if you live right, heaven belongs to you. But I believe that living entails working for Jesus Christ, either going with the gospel or paying the way for someone else to go, either preaching or making it possible for someone else to preach. So we mustn't muzzle the ox, you know, to tread it off the coin. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is so exquisitely glorious. Salvation is so real. And so to be desired. It must be had. And the whole success or failure of these last few days depend on you. God help me. Upon me. Adam had a task to dress the garden and to keep it. I'm sorry to tell you he failed. And the whole world has always heard of the man who failed. It doesn't matter very much how rich one dies or how poor. It's a big thing what you did when you were here. Did you do your task? Noah had a job. His task, you remember, was to build that ark. He built it. Men bless him to this day. Moses had a task. Go now, Exodus 3:9-10. Go therefore, and he was told you to bring out these multitudes of the children of Israel. He did it. Nehemiah had a task. The second chapter, 5th verse, 15, 17, 18. He was sent to rebuild the wall. He was just a little man. He just had a little donkey to ride on, and no one even believed him at first. But he was so in earnest about the whole business, and he kept shouting, this is my task, so people began to believe him. And they picked Tiller Helpkin. And friends, I know if God is my judge that I don't amount to anything in myself. I know I'm just a girl from the farm. But I know as sure as God ever called anyone, God called me and God put it on my soul to see this Four Square Gospel go around the world. He said, do you mean your denomination? Not specially. I mean Savior, Baptizer, Healer, and Coming King. The preaching of the whole Word of the Living God. He said, well, I like you fine, but I'm one of these freelancers, you know. I don't believe much in church organization. Well, I never did either, and I don't blame you one bit. The only thing is, when you have 188 mission stations, such as we have, you have to have some organization or someone's going to go hungry. It's a necessity. And the best thing to do is have as little organization as possible and let the Spirit have His way and yet send out the gospel news. I notice those who don't believe in uniting with a church or organization, I notice you all use electric light. That's organized. If it wasn't, we all electrocuted around here. And a doctor Knight's always warning me, don't put your hands on that microphone. There's something rather that the people listening in may fall into deception. Well, a few minutes ago, I was reminded of it. I don't know. And I realized that I took hold of the microphone and hold of my electric light here at the same time. I felt a little shock. Not very strong, but little one. I haven't put my hands on since. That's a good way to break me of it. My Lord put our task on us so that we'll feel the shock, though. Of the Spirit of God going through us. I know God has called me to send this gospel out. He wants you to help me. We're going to do it. Why, this world's a little bit of a place. I could stay in my home and hear Rome, the Vatican City, broadcasting. I said, why can't we all of us get to work with you? He said, well, I'm sick. Well, that won't hurt you. Do you know the man that built the Brooklyn Bridge is said to be a suffering paralytic and drew his plans with a great architectural feat. And a day by day, he would lie in his bed, propped up at a window, and watch the progress of the bridge. Better?
There's just noise. Yes. We can all do our best. And if this is my task, then it's your task. And I'm your sister, and you're my sister, and they're my brother. And in God's name, let's get together. Yeah. Let's not be blown aside by every wind of doctrine. Say, well, I hear this, and I hear that. I know. If someone was out here at convention, I forget who it was. Maybe some of your ministers would remember. He told a cute story of someone down in Arkansas who had there's something wrong with his throat. He couldn't call hogs very well. And so he developed the system of calling his hogs a pounding on wood. And the hogs would all come, oink, 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 and get something to eat. And by some woodpeckers got on the hollow tree. About a quarter of a mile or eighth of a mile down the pike. And they began pounding on the wood. And the farmer wondered why on earth his pigs looked so thin. It was time for market. It was time they should be bringing in some money. And here they were as thin as skeletons. And he was sure they feed them enough. Just not good sermons, I mean corn, to them. And here they weren't gaining. And he decided to watch them. And he found deep knots. And they'd all come up there at their sermon, their corn. And pretty soon, the woodpecker, would start down the word of the road, and he was all on the other side. They'd all gallop down there to listen to him. And by this time, the farmer would get around the knocking, they'd all gallop back again and listen. My friends, you'll wear yourself out. Let's get some place to write. If you're going to be a Methodist, be the best of a Methodist that you can be. If you're going to be Four Square, be the best Four Square person there is. And don't listen to the woodpecker. Get into the crop and get your heart filled. And then let other people know. Nehemiah finished his task. They went all the way around that wall. Why can't I go all the way around the world with your help? The Four Square Gospel. Jonah had a task. It's almost insurmountable. He had a city that was
so tremendous. No automobiles, the airplane to help him. No skywriting either, going out and with an airplane. He had to go on foot. By the grace of God, he preached. And he won not only the city, but the king. And everyone to Christ. Paul said, this is my path. But I hear the Macedonian call. A very famous Salvation Army lady. You would remember the name better. Who went to India, whose loved one died, guy must go out and go on my path. Booth Tucker, Mrs. Booth. This is Booth Tucker, who when death had come in the family and they said, oh, but you must take your time of mourning. She said, I am mourning. We all do when loved ones die, but I must go out and go on with my path. Well, this thing's bigger than I am. It's bigger than my family is. It's bigger than you are. It's the world for God. And I don't belong to anybody. I belong to Him. And because I belong to Him, I belong to everybody. You belong to me because you belong to Him. And if we Christians would ever get organized and join hands here and stop punching each other and saying, well, I don't like the way so-and-so does their hair. I don't like the way they tie their shoelaces. That we'd all begin to preach Jesus Christ, Him crucified, and get up and go on with the work. Glory to God. We could win the world for the Lord Jesus. Martin Luther and Gutenberg, the printer, had a path to print the Bible, hide it away in bales of tea and cotton, and smuggle it into England. Two people were burned at the stake for it. That was their task. It draws to the attention of the king. You don't matter. Fox's Book of Martyrs is well worth reading. He always gives me the shivers, though, when I read it. How those men stood there and would burn the stake. But that's why we have the Bible I'm using today is the King James Version. This was their task. Like the little girl with her apron, she says, I'm awful little, but I'll do my best. You just get out there and run fast enough and wave your apron hard enough. You can do the work. Everybody said amen. Mark 16:15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
And if you're ushers, orderly, prayer top, choir, band, teachers, employees, members, get your uniform on. Let's all shine where we are.
Amen.
This is my path. And by His grace, we'll get the gospel clear around the world. There's a sister, it seems to me that you've bitten off a pretty big task there. You and who else can do all that? God, you, I.